Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
Come on, ladies.
I'm Ella.
I'm Jordan Pauline.
Okay. And Ella, as in, I know everybody knows you as Slay by Ella, also Ella Bands, Jordan Pauline. What is it? Trap Pop?
Trap Pop, yeah.
Trap Pop music star. All right. Well, first of all, thank you both for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you. And today is actually, and when you guys see this, whether or not you see it on the 23rd, but it's Ella's birthday. So happy birthday
happy
to you.
Birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Ella. You sorry you missed Capricorn by a couple of days. But
no, I don't want to be a Capricorn. I like Aquarius.
What's wrong with Capricorns?
I just like Aquarius.
What are some of the what are some of the characteristics of Aquarius?
I feel like we're very independent. I feel like we're very different. And I don't know, Aquarius is rare. It's a rare, it's the most rare sign.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. I wonder what's the most common. I feel like anything around September, October, because people have sex.
Like Scorpio and stuff like that.
People be having sex like around the holidays and then they have kids.
Wow.
That, I mean, it's true,
so
right?
So Scorpio, Libra.
Yeah. Libra, Scorpio. Yeah.
I had a Libra baby, but she was a blizzard baby.
So. See?
Yeah,
you was trapped in the house.
I was trapped in a hotel room.
Oh, in a hotel room.
William, yeah. William is an Aquarius.
Your
my son.
Son.
Oh yeah,
he's 22. Oh.
Okay, Jordan, what's your sign? Are you a Leo?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, you're a Virgo.
I'm a Leo Virgo.
A Leo. Okay, you're on the cusp.
Yeah.
You feel like you have the traits of.
Yeah.
Which one more, Leo or Virgo?
I think now Virgo.
Okay.
Yeah. 23 mm-hmm. And me too. I'm the 23rd baby. May 23rd.
Period. What does this all mean?
I don't know. 23 is a great number.
Yeah.
Now listen, I love that the two of you are joining us because Ella, you've been doing your music and I feel like now, and everybody keeps telling me because she's on the show The Impact in New York, which just premiered. And everybody keeps saying this is going to be when Ella's really going to like step it up and go hard for her music.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk about it because you do have a song with A Boogie. Mm-hmm. Playa.
Yeah. So now I feel like, I've been wanting to do music for a long time, ever since I was young. But now I feel like it's finally the time for me to take it serious. So I want to put out my own song, my own single, and then a project. The only song that I do have officially out is with artists.
Okay. Okay. Her boyfriend, she calls him artist. We call him A Boogie, but that's fine. And Jordan, you've been doing music since you were like 10 years old, mm-hmm. you know, also. So is your mom, did she manage artists? What was her, like, what does she do in the music business?
A lot of TV and film work. Okay. Like placing songs in movies and like shows and stuff. So I grew up around that. Of course, she managed like producers and writers mm-hmm. and stuff, but majority it was just TV and film work.
That's dope. So yeah. you were able to monetize things pretty early right. and have a talent.
Heck yeah.
That was, the kids in the house have to work.
Okay. Yeah.
So how did you develop that skill? Was it something that you went to her about or did your mom say, hey, try to do this?
She was not messing with me at all on it at all. She's like, no, like, no. I had to go and figure out, find my producers, find my engineers and stuff and go in the studio myself and be like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And yeah. I did it.
That's yeah. amazing. She has to be proud, though.
Heck yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, yeah.
Now, you said you'd known you wanted to do music since you were young, Ella.
Yeah.
So was this before you were with artists? Like, you already knew you planned to do some music?
Yeah, it was way before I got with him. When I was young, I feel like it's something that, like, runs in my family. Me and my sister could, like, both sing. Mm-hmm. We both always wanted to be singers. And, yeah, so it was way before I met him. I would just, like, sing songs and, like, make them up in my head.
Did he know that you wanted to do that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, because sometimes it's hard when your man is doing something mm-hmm. and then you pop out like, you know I want to sing.
Mm-hmm. When you and your sister were younger and singing together, who were your inspirations?
I would say Beyonce. I feel like everybody says that, but really Beyonce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we can't shoot no higher than that.
I used to watch her videos like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And Jordan, what's the first song that you got placed that you can recall?
It was on Shake It Up, Disney Channel.
That's lit.
Yeah, right. It was called, like, Dance All Night. Yeah, that was it.
Do you remember how you felt when you saw, like, when you were watching and you heard your music?
Honestly, it never really, like, hit me. Like, I always just wanted to do more and more and more. Like, mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where I kind of messed up. I never really took in moments as they were there, like, appreciating every single moment. And now I do. I appreciate it a lot because mm-hmm. it got me far. But, you know. Now it's a different appreciation for it because God is good.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because you've been doing this since you were so young. But then as you got older, your music got a lot more, how can I say, grown up, yeah. spicy.
So, yeah, so how do you Disney go from Channel Disney to... Channel to trap pop? What's
I mean,
that
right. that's like the whole, look at Miley.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I've always felt like sexy. As a kid.
You were going to say freaky or free?
Both.
She said both.
Literally both. So, like, I don't know. Like, even before, like, even lost my virginity or anything, like, I was writing songs about love making.
How did you even know? Where did you learn about that? From TV? Or from okay.
And music, of course. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes learning about, like, sex from TV is so unrealistic, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it'd be, like, so passionate and, mm-hmm. you know, you come in, somebody tears your clothes up. I mean, maybe that does happen for people.
Has that happened to any of you?
It's happening
oh,
now.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys had that, like, walk in and just slam up into the wall, kissing and ripping clothes off like they do, like, on TV, have you guys had that experience?
I think I did. Yeah,
that's like wow. my sex life.
She's
sex
about to leave now. Right now. She's.
I want that experience. Wow.
That's my sex life now.
Yeah,
it's like let's go. Let's just go home. Let's go to the house.
Yeah,
and
that's
just get beautiful. Your clothes ripped
yeah.
off.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have to drink nothing. Like, let's go now.
You ever think about things like, I need to take a shower first, I need to, that's how I am. I'm like, hold on.
Usually I'm like that, but not with this situation, like, we're very, like, I mean, he's hella clean, I'm super mm-hmm. clean.
Like, yeah, but sometimes you out all day at work, like, I don't be feeling comfortable.
Well, before I go out with, like, I always make sure I shower because I already know once this is, like,
once I get back home,
it's a wrap. Like, we're not waiting.
So she's preparing ahead of time.
Yeah, I prepare ahead.
Yeah, because sometimes if it's spontaneous, like, you might go to work, then after work, meet up for dinner and drinks, and then go mm-hmm. home. And you're like, damn, I've been out since 6 a.m.
Yeah, I've sleeping in real quick. Like, let me go change first.
Let me wet wipe my cooch.
And I wet wipe. I always keep the Not the summer ease, but the honey pot wipes.
Come on, honey pot.
Yes.
I keep the good wipes. Mm-hmm. So I like the good wipes.
Wow. What about baby wipes?
Baby wipes, you use
baby wipes too.
Baby wipes are not pH balanced for your vagina. Oh.
Really? I still use them. I feel like they got to be gentle if a baby can use
them. Yeah, like a sensitive one.
Yeah.
But they're not good for all babies. Not all the wipes. Some give them. Pampers.
Good wipes are organic. That's why I like them.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I know things say organic. I'd be like, what does that even mean? You know?
Yeah. You gotta, less chemicals.
You got to test these products.
More natural.
So you talked about doing that before, you know, writing songs about lovemaking. So when you did finally lose your virginity, did you know what you were doing?
Absolutely not, no.
No matter how you try to prepare like, for
did
it.
Did you enjoy your first time?
I just wanted it to be like kind of done. But it was a good time.
To get over
it. Yeah. And it's crazy because I was homeschooled, so my first boyfriend was through Tumblr.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I found him on Tumblr.
Wow.
And we, like, fell in love, dated 3 years online. Then he flew to L.A.
Where did he live?
New York.
Oh. Oh. Thank God you didn't get catfished.
I know,
on Tumblr.
How long were you guys together?
Three years online. Oh.
After
he, like, freed me. That was it. I was good. But I love you, Anthony, still. Like, that's my dog. That's my dog, you know?
That's
like,
my dog.
Yeah. But I did break his heart. I was like...
He probably was like, I'm her first. Like, she gonna be strung out. That's gonna be my girl forever.
Yeah, he was older, too, so I was... I don't know. Yeah.
After that, she was
rest
like,
in peace.
Do you remember your first time, Ella? What was your first sexual experience like?
So when I lost my virginity, I just had sex one time, never did it again for like 3 years, and I never talked to the boy again. I hated him after that.
Why? That's so funny, because you know, I did the same thing. When I lost my virginity, I hated it, and I was like, why do people like this?
Wow.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like so innocent, and then I was like, wait, what am I doing? And I was in denial.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I can't believe I did that. Let me reclaim that.
Yeah. And I hated him since then. And before that, I was like so obsessed with him.
So you hated him just because he took your virginity and it was.
You gave it to him.
I know, but I wasn't ready, I guess.
But did he do anything after to make you feel like that?
No, or she never spoke to him again.
He didn't do anything, but I just was like, I don't know.
He probably was devastated. Like, breaking these guys' hearts over here.
Right, on the first one, too. Usually you fall in love after that. Like,
I lost my virginity, I was like, I was with my boyfriend, and I was moving to Jersey. So I was like, he had been wanting to do it, but I was too scared. And I would always be like, okay. And then I would change my mind, like, right when he was about to do it. I'd be like, no, I can't. So this time, right before we moved, there was no furniture in the house or anything, because my parents had already, like, moved everything. And I was like, no, wait, don't. And then he just was like, I was like, ah, it wasn't good. It was quick.
Well, you said, no, wait, don't. And he did it anyway.
Because I used to always do that, though, because I was, you know, I was nervous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would be right there, like halfway trying to do it. And I was just scared. And so he did it. And then after that, I bled a little.
Mm-hmm. He broke your hymen.
And it wasn't like pleasurable. I feel like he didn't know what he was doing either.
Mm. I definitely didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Like, we really didn't really do it. We attempted to, but I really don't feel like we had intercourse. I think he was just like rubbing up against my leg or something. Mm. But me and that person continued to have a sexual relationship through adulthood.
Wow.
Shout out to him.
You did have a good time.
Yeah. I don't know. I might spend the block. I'm single.
My first kid is from who I lost my... William dad is who I lost my virginity to. So that's why I was like, it was just like, oh, you already did it. Mm. I was throwing bricks at the car and everything.
Oh, Lord.
That's never a good thing.
Come on, baby D.
You gotta go.
Yeah. What was her name? What was the baby mama name?
Baby D.
No, that was the sister. What was the other one name? I don't remember, but...
No, Baby D was the one running around after dating.
She was the one who threw the
window? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now let me ask y'all this. And we were talking about this, and I gave you guys a little prep work before the show started. So we've been all talking about Jonathan Majors and how Coretta Scott King is like his ideal for what a woman is supposed to be. He's like, just be my Coretta. And he said that to his ex-girlfriend. He also said Megan Good is like his Coretta. So for the women in the room, who would you invoke if you were to say, just be like this person to a guy if he was, you know, not acting right? Why can't you be like such and such?
Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
Not Jesus.
For real.
No, okay, Jesus. Be like, what now?
But why?
I guess Jeff Bezos. Huh? Jesus was awesome. Like,
he made the ultimate sacrifice.
Still is. Still is. Like, yeah.
And okay, no judgment there. And Gigi, you told us somebody.
So I said Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I'm in a place where I've been in like a lot of different relationships, right? Long term, short term, mm-hmm. real quick, in and out. And I've learned that I am very affectionate. I'm very caregiving. I'm very, like, obsessed sometimes. But I want my man to be like that with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to be obsessed about you.
And I need my man to love me down, right? Like, want to live in my skin the way I want to live in his. And I know from a friend of mine who played with Russell that before he even met Sierra, that he would tell everybody, like, I'm going to marry her. That's going to be my girl. And just, like, the way
before he even met her.
Yes.
Wow.
And, like, the way that he dotes on her and just, like, you could just see. You know, of course, we don't know them in their everyday life. But from what we see from the outside looking in, you could just tell how
he
much
he loves
he's
that
just,
woman.
Yes, and I want my man to be like that.
Wow. You want him to be somewhere right now, like, that's yes. going to be my wife yes. one day. I love
want him
her.
Right now to be saying I'm going to be his wife and make it happen and take care of my everything. Yes, yeah. That's what I want.
That's the energy, for real.
Is that what right. every woman wants?
Yeah. Because I didn't really know much about, like, their relationship, but I would want the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Somebody that, yeah. that is always like, you know, and then we don't never hear nothing like negative. And we see also okay. how great he is to
to a little future.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We see that. Because remember how controversial that was at first? People uh-huh. were so mad that he was like mm-hmm. with
being
future
dad.
Son. And
yeah.
But I do feel like when you date somebody, if you have kids, they should treat your kids
absolutely. Like it's theirs.
Right. Absolutely. They shouldn't make that kid feel any different. And well, any child should be treated like, yeah.
involved. Like when you yeah. have children with that person, the child that's not from the two parents should not feel outside, like an outsider ever.
Yeah.
So I take my head off to him for that.
Okay. Now, Ella, who would you? So you would say Russell
yeah,
also? Okay.
For that reason.
Aww. What about you, Laura Mora?
David Beckham.
Come on.
I don't know okay. if you watched like that documentary.
Wait, which one?
David Beckham?
Well, I mean, I like that they've been together for a while. And I did watch one thing where I saw him. I think he's like really strong with her. But at the same time, it works for them to have been together for this long.
Now, hold on. I got to Google this because I
oh
thought
my God. Wait,
that there was a whole mistress.
Oh, David and Victoria?
I mean, yeah. all everybody's yeah, going to cheat. Ain't nobody yeah. saying Russell ain't cheating.
Don't say that.
Every man cheats. Sorry.
You think Russell Wilson is cheating?
I wouldn't not put it past me. Him.
No, he ain't.
I would not put it past him. I'm telling you.
Hold on.
I don't put it past. No,
he used to talk about Sierra in the locker room, okay? One of his
okay.
teammates told me firsthand.
And then be the main ones. I'm just playing.
No, real shit.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
To
I don't
be honest,
put it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a thing. Like, you cannot, like, I don't think a man could just be in, like, you could be in love and you can whatever, but I don't think she'll ever find out or anything like that. If he do decide to, I'm not saying he is, but I feel like every man
so I felt,
cheats.
I felt that way before. And over the years, I've realized that not every man, but most.
Yeah, I don't think 75%. Every man cheats.
I don't think every
95.
Man. I would say 80.
I wouldn't say that much
say
either.
I would say 80% of men will cheat.
Ella, why are you so quiet?
Because she said my man better not.
I agree. I feel like every man doesn't cheat, but most do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different
and
ways.
How, yeah, it's how that's what I'm saying. It's the ways that they
yeah,
cheat and how respectful. Like, there's some men, like, I respect a man that's honest and straight up and just let you know, like, don't. I better not know, like, how you feel like Russell. No way, because he's talking and you know what I'm saying? Like, just if you're going to play the outfield, play it right. If not, don't play it at all.
Okay. I just feel like this. First of all, I don't think every man cheats. And I also think that when people get older and they've been through a lot of stuff, that's when people more or less kind of like
yeah.
tend to know what it is that they want. It's, a lot of it is timing. Because sometimes people also end up in relationships because a person could be like, well, this is what I want. And if you can't do it, I'm not going to be with you. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, they're in a relationship that they may not necessarily have wanted, right. but they don't want to lose you. Also, mm-hmm. sometimes people are scared to tell the truth. But I do think I know people that I feel like I'll be shocked if I ever found out that they cheated,
right.
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like in this business that we're in, we also look at it like all men cheat.
Because it'd be the people
it's
that...
It's the accessibility.
Yeah.
It's the people that we tend to be around. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What role do you think social media plays?
Social media makes it messy because the accessibility. Again, yeah. There was a time when you couldn't just reach out and touch someone via the internet and reach out to someone and they respond and reply. Like, there was a time where celebrities and people of, you know, that social status was untouchable. Now, everybody is accessible. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that is like the bridge that connects the people to be able to do what they do these days.
What do you think, Jordan? Social media, when it comes to your relationships, how do you feel about
it? My last nigga I was with for 4 years
was
cheating on me the last 2 years. I ain't know nothing, but it made me feel like, yeah, I'm single.
Okay. I remember you used to be like, my boyfriend.
I'm single.
So how did you find out?
Well, I recently just found out because he's still obsessed with me, so his girlfriend keeps calling me.
Oh.
And she's like, I've been with him for like 10 months. I'm like,
damn.
When I was with him. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm single. I'm focused on myself.
Why do you think, if he's obsessed with you, why do you think he cheated?
Because he couldn't handle where I am in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to give a regular guy a chance, and they're the same. They're very intimidated by especially a woman that, you know, is not afraid to go after her dreams and is beautiful and have other elite men, you know, of course, coming after her. Even though I'm loyal and I stood my ground, you know, he couldn't take the pressure. So instead of him thinking I was going to hurt him, he just decided to, you know.
His ego.
Ego. Yeah.
He was like, let me protect myself.
Yeah.
And Ella, I know your DMs be lit.
I know it does.
They don't.
They don't?
No. What?
What about even when, okay, when you and artists get into it and you're like, I'm single now, and your DMs don't light up when something like that happens?
Yeah, but I don't know. It just be like, I don't even be knowing who the people are. I don't click their page.
You don't respond?
No.
Ever? Like, hey, no thanks.
I don't even think I would meet a guy off of Instagram anymore.
Right.
Oh, like, yeah. To date. Mm-hmm. Because it'd just be a bunch of randoms.
Right. I saw... In one instance, you were like, it has nothing to do with cheating. What is a reason to break up? Like, what are some things that would make you be like, at that time, this isn't working?
Just, like, communication. And, like, us not being able to see eye to eye with things. I feel like that's, like, a problem that I have in my relationship. So, if it's not cheating, then it's something like that.
Mm-hmm. How have you worked through that, being that you guys broke up and now you're back together and that was an issue? How did you work through the communication part of it?
I feel like we're still working on it.
Still working on
it. It's a work in progress.
Relationships are forever a work in progress.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. I feel like it could be much simpler, but men are just like...
dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You guys.
Or just not mature enough. I don't know if he's immature.
They have a different way of thinking. Their thinking process is so different.
Definitely.
So you have to take yourself out of it and put yourself in them and think how they would think.
And that's not always
to try to understand it, like perspective.
Because we don't really know what they're thinking. They don't know what they're thinking half the time.
We don't even know what we're thinking.
Because they're thinking with their penis most of the time. Yeah. They're thinking ain't nothing better than good pussy but new pussy. And even that ain't good.
Right.
And they find out the hard way, pun intended. Mm.
During the times that you've taken a break, have you ever even considered like dating anybody else?
Yeah, but I feel like there's nobody out here.
Oh my God.
That's just how I feel. I wish I could build a person, like,
right?
100%.
Yes. Where is the catalog?
Well, soon with AI, we probably will be able to.
That's crazy. That's how my friends.
Perfect man.
It was like, as a point, we were all single talking. I'm even working on this singles event for singles to come and talk about their experiences being single, joyfully single, and things like that. And I'm ready to do the event, and these heifers done got back with their exes that they talked about for the whole summer. I'm like, ain't nothing out here, girl. I'm like, because you looking for it. Don't look for it. You need to just be out here. Date yourself. Love yourself. Be in a relationship with yourself. Find a toy that you love and fuck the shit out of yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, but they all went back with their exes.
Aww.
One is pregnant. Congratulations. I love you for my baby girl.
But that's the worst, though, when you complain to all your friends about your man and then you end up back with him.
Spend the block.
After you don't complain for like months and months and you like, I hate him. And then now all your friends hate him. But here you are like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I never take on. I'll be like, yeah, girl, fuck that boy. Yeah, da, da, da. And then when she back, yeah, I love him too, girl.
Yeah, bro. That's my
whatever,
bro.
Whatever.
Right.
How I feel.
You love him, I'm love you. Him. You hate him, I hate him. There we go.
Team friend.
Yeah, and you know what? I was going to ask you about this. I saw on Hollywood Unlocked, you and Dream Doll made up and were in the club together. And it was like, okay, y'all had a falling out. But you said it was never really an issue. So what happened with Dream Doll?
So this was like back in 2016.
Because y'all on the show together now. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been made up. We spoke in DM because she had did an interview and said that we had an issue because she was listening to my man's song, and I got mad, and that was a lie. So then I wrote her, because I'm the type of person, like, I'm going to talk to a person. I'm going to address it. I'm not going to do the internet stuff. Mm-hmm. So I DM'd her, and I'm like, oh, why did you say that? That was a lie. But I just feel like it was petty stuff. She never talked to him. Mm-hmm. I never thought that they talked to each other. So it was just like, all right, she took a picture with him. This is when it started. She took a picture with him and DJ Self. Her friend commented and was like, oh, that quick, that's how quick it is to take a bitch nigga or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, her friend commented.
That's wild.
So
look at Jordan's face.
Right.
Yeah, so I was looking at it more like, okay, you know, she's trying to be an artist. I don't care that she's taking a picture with him. People were tagging me in the comments because that's what people do.
Right.
I didn't pay it no mind until I seen her like the comments. So I was like, okay, you're trying to be funny.
A little mixy.
Yeah. So from there, it was like, that was weird to me. And then from there, it was like a little back and forth. I don't know. I just felt like the internet were trying to like put us against each other. And then she kind of went with it.
Okay.
That's what I feel like really happened.
Yeah, that happens all the time, by the way, with women artists, like, beefing with each other.
Yeah, but it was never no real situation. I know she didn't talk to him. When they took a picture together, I'm like, okay.
Why would somebody write that, like, knowing he got a girl, too?
No, not messy somebody. Friends. Her friend.
Yeah, not a random person. Yeah.
So then it was, I looked at it like, okay, you're trying to be funny. That's weird. Mm-hmm. So now it's an issue because of that. It's not because they talk to each other. And then, yeah.
When you guys found out you were on The Impact together, did you guys discuss that, like, beforehand? Or I know you had already, you know,
Yeah, we already had spoken DM.
Okay.
And then we did speak again because we never, like, hung around each other or seen each other. So we did speak and, you know, she was like, oh, I just want you to know I never talked to him. I'm like, that wasn't the case.
Right.
I never even.
That's not what I thought.
Right. And I never even got to explain to her, honestly, that I seen the comment and that I seen she liked it. Mm-hmm. I still didn't even tell her that, but.
All right. Well, she'll know.
Well, she knows now.
Yeah. Right. She knows
now. Jordan, have you ever found yourself, like, going back and forth, you know, because of social media over maybe your ex or a guy or somebody hitting you up about someone?
Oh, my God. Like, all the time.
Really?
Yeah. It was this guy who was, he's pretty popular, but he's gay. Mm-hmm. And I was hanging around him because he was gay, like the homie. His girlfriend DM'd me.
No, hold on, slow down. Is he gay or is he bisexual? Or is he in the closet?
I thought he was, I known him as a gay man.
Okay.
I didn't know he had a girlfriend. I didn't even know he liked girls. Like, literally. And his girlfriend DMs me this crazy text, like, insane, giving me all their personal details and just coming at me. And I was just like, I thought your man was gay. And that was.
So is he gay? Why did you think he was gay? Like, does he date men also?
Yeah, he was. We went to gay clubs together. What? Yeah.
Wait, like, so did you tell her all of this?
Yeah, I was like, I thought he was gay.
So what was her response? Well,
and then I went out to the club in L.A. I seen the girl's friend. And she's like, oh, you talk to Brandon? Like, trying to get at me at the club. And I'm like, your man is gay. Like,
in case you don't know. Maybe he's bisexual and she I don't know.
What does he say now? What was, like,
what did he say?
I just, like, cut ties completely because it was, like, so much drama. Like, coming up to me at the club is, like, one thing. Like, that was different. Like, you know, I was by myself. I was with my other homegirl. Like, I didn't know these people.
Right.
I'm like, you know, so.
Send me his face so I can see what the follow-up is.
You know what's crazy? There was this hairstylist, and I thought he was gay. He came to my house to, like, do hair and everything. And I just was like, no, he didn't. I just thought he was gay. And it turns out he wasn't, because then I went on his page and saw his girlfriend. And when I tell you, like, we were in the house, you know how you think that? You should be, like, in your underwear, not thinking nothing of it. Right? And you don't know. And you're like, oh, shit, he's not gay. Like,
wow. It's such a shock.
Yeah. But I guess we can't assume
it's
things.
Crazy. I don't know.
That's wild. And now
you saw him with guys.
I saw him with guys. Yeah.
So maybe she just didn't know he had a double life.
Yeah. I think that was the case. I just thought that she saw me liking his pictures and, like, commenting, like, you know, like, heart eyes and stuff. Because I'm thinking, like, this is a gay homie. Yeah.
He was trapped in the closet.
Did he try to holler at you at all, though? Or you just went,
no.
Not at all?
He never gave me those vibes.
Gay bestie vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a guy was bisexual, would you consider it? No. Or would you? Okay.
Just live your world, you know?
No,
we could be friends, but no.
I just feel like I can't compete with penis. Mm-hmm. If you like penis, then just
Strapped on though.
I want to.
Okay,
I've yet to do so yet.
You haven't pegged nobody yet?
No.
Wow.
I want to though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since we're talking about some of our lustful fantasies, that's yours. What about you, Jordan? Do you have some lustful fantasies that you haven't fulfilled yet?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
There's nothing you want.
You've
try.
Done it all. Mm-mm. Threesomes?
If there's something you gotta want to try.
I never did that.
But that's not part
I'm very,
of-
I'm just very straight edge. And I feel like that's why guys kind of like leave me, like popular guys, because I'm just like, no.
You haven't met the right one.
Yeah, I'm just like,
Come on, Laura.
I don't know. I really be like to myself. Speak your truth, Laura. I'm going to try new things, though. Maybe this is going to be my celibacy year. At the end of the year, maybe I'll pop it open and try some things.
I mean, you are still young.
So yeah, you're super young.
You got time.
Yeah, maybe. What is it?
You got like time for that pussy fast. To evolve, yeah. Girl? Yeah.
Yeah. Little. I do want to explore, but
that pussy gonna grow up a little bit. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell that pussy take its time. Yeah. What about you, Ella? Are there any fantasies of like things that you want to try that you haven't tried yet?
No.
Nothing? Are you vocal in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You, like noisy? Do you ask for things? Do you talk dirty?
Oh, no. Not really.
So just noises. Moans and
macaroni sounds.
Moans and macaroni sounds. That sounds like a song. Moans and macaroni sounds. Can y'all write that? Moans and macaroni sounds. I just
That's good. That's really good.
Have you ever cried during sex?
No.
Really? Because I feel like sometimes when you're in one of those relationships that are like very, you know, you get into it and then
that
you get back.
The makeup,
yeah, that
y'all
breakup.
Get back together,
how is the makeup sex? Is it more passionate?
I don't even know.
You don't know. You don't mean.
I've been with the same guy for so long. It's like. Right.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Varian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Now, Gigi, back to your pegging situation, because that is something that you want to do, but you had an opportunity.
I did have an opportunity back in my sugar baby days. I had a glucose guardian that wanted me to strap on and dick him down. And I just wasn't ready at the time. I was just like, oh, I don't think I could do that. But now that my pussy has grown up, mm-hmm. I want to do it. I want to do it bad too.
Yeah. I feel like somebody could easily allow that. But would that be somebody you could date?
Yeah,
I just let them out and be like,
I could date
out of here
because I have a strong. Because you know, I've already been comfortable in the anal space of a man. Let's just say that. So
I've already maneuvered through.
I've already been around that space, so I'm comfortable there, right? Okay. And I feel like, and I've done that with a person or people that I was in a relationship with. I feel personally, and this is, you know, just my opinion from experience, that anything that a woman and a man does in the bedroom is heterosexual. Right. Even when it comes to anal play.
Right.
I don't think that anal play makes a straight man gay. And a lot of people say, like, oh, he likes his butt play with he gay. No, he's not.
He likes his butt play with a woman.
Yeah.
Hello. So that does not... Gay is homosexual is same sex.
Right.
So if I'm doing something that a same sex partner might do with his man and I'm doing it as a woman, I don't think that is considered gay. So yes, I would be able to be with a man.
Are buttholes the same? Like, are some of them looser when you... You could tell that he's been like...
that's a good question.
So there are some buttholes that are as wide as outside, and then there are some buttholes that is tight and tight.
That's right.
He
should be having shit stains of his butthole that wide.
Well, I don't know, but some,
like a baby came out of it.
I've encountered a loose booty hole. Let's just say that.
Loose booty?
I've encountered a loose booty hole.
And what did you do? How did you?
I was like,
I can't feel nothing.
I mean, I don't know.
Would you put more fingers in?
I was feeling.
Yeah.
Three.
Wow.
With nails?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she don't. You see why she don't wear no nails.
Wow.
She got work to do.
I want to try, but I'm like, I don't think my nails going to let me.
Now, Joey, you were telling us something about the spectrum, a sexual spectrum.
Okay. I was recently talking to a guy. We're probably about 2 weeks in. I'm still kind of talking to him, so whatever. I don't really care. But he sent me his sexual spectrum list of, like, his fantasies. And he asked me to, like, fart in his mouth. Oof. And I'm like, fart in your mouth? But the list is so absurd. Like, it's, like, bondage. It's, like, golden showers. He wants to poop thing, you know.
Wow. People pay for that.
Yeah. Sex with friends/family. I don't know what that means.
Sex with friends and family.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. He said like third cousin.
Are you still talking to him?
No, actually I'm not.
You said it's a couple of weeks. Did you fart in his mouth?
No.
Because how do you fart on command?
I asked him the other day. I was like, has anybody farted in your mouth yet? Because I ghosted him. And I just like, that was my exit out the ghost stage. I texted him that. No,
he felt very comfortable to be able to tell you this,
right,
though,
yeah.
Which is not a bad thing.
He, I think, people should
be either very comfortable with you or just very comfortable within himself and these sexual urges. Yeah.
Somebody's doing these
because
things.
For him to have a list, I've never even seen a list like that before.
Like an Amazon list.
It's Amazon wish list.
That's his Amazon wish list.
Literally.
Fart in his mouth. You have the list. You share it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't even have his number stored.
This is Breath Be Stank.
Where do you meet these
people? Oh, my God, his breath.
Wait, is it really a spectrum, y'all?
So what's on the spectrum?
Yeah,
that's why.
He be getting his mouth farted in. That's
he made a whole, like...
It's like a whole PDF presentation.
He did a presentation.
What race is he?
Okay,
so we're going...
A black man.
Kama Sutra. Mm-hmm. Vibrator, porn sex, oral to orgasm, threesomes and or orgies, role playing, bondage, all holes filled.
Wow.
Sucking and fucking, fart and mouth, scat. And
scat that shit play, okay.
Oath. What is oath?
What is it? Spell that.
O-A-T-H. What is that?
What's oath?
And then vomit and suffocation. Vomit and suffocation. So you lost me at scat.
Let me look up oath.
I'm a fart in your mouth.
No.
I'm a fart in your mouth.
First of all, can't. You never going to kiss him again after that.
We can also go all host field.
You got me fucked up. I'll fart in your mouth.
Does anybody in here know what oath is?
No.
Okay.
And that's at the red.
Like, that's something he really wanted to
scat. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's like cold red. Safe word. Let's get a safe word. Pineapples.
Oh, wee. Yeah, it's pretty
mango
crazy.
Kiwi.
Best okay. oath for sex? What does that mean?
I guess
oath
it's like
sex tier list.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know what that is.
Is it like some sacrificial shit? Oh,
we never can't.
Yeah, no, ghost him. I don't know what that even means.
He's ghosted.
First of all, him sending you that.
Insane.
And the fact that he knows these things, because I never even heard of it. And you know, I don't heard of.
Is he an older guy?
Yeah, he's older than me, yes.
Older in like his 30s?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
So vibrator and porn sex, that's very normal.
That's, yeah.
Have you ever had sex while watching porn?
Normal. Have I?
Yeah.
Have I?
Okay.
Have I?
Not of yourself.
That and of others.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying of yourself.
You know what I want a man to do? I want a man to watch gay porn with me while we have sex.
While you peg him.
There you go. Yes.
Put it on the list.
There we go.
Like, I don't do any of these things. I've been with one person in the past. Oh my God.
No. So what do you guys do to keep it interested and keep it going in the bed? Like, how do you, like, you know, sometimes when you're in a relationship with a person for a while, it's like, I'm thinking, like, what else can I do so that, you know, you don't take your ass out there looking for it? What do you feel that keep you guys?
Spicy.
I don't know. I don't feel like we do anything like different. It just I don't know.
Are you more like an on top person, or are you more let him take charge? Who takes charge more? Okay, both.
Are you initiating?
I like to take charge. I do.
Good for you. So what's your favorite position?
I like to be on top.
Period.
Yeah. It's a good workout too when you're on top. You gotta like
yes. And it's like when they go on, because when they're on top of you, like they when they're about to. Or get, like they change position and it just takes longer. Mm-hmm. They have no control when you're on top.
Mm-hmm. Is it more of a morning or nighttime thing for you guys?
Nighttime when my kids are sleeping.
Oh, that's right.
I stay up late for that. It's annoying. We gotta wait until I'm done with my whole day. So I'm done with the kids.
I stay up late for the day. Yeah, you do have to
wait for the kids to bed.
Yeah,
mom life.
And I mean, sometimes in the morning too, though. Because he's just like, he just always want to do something, like always.
Okay, that's good though. That's a good thing. Yeah. The worst thing is if your man don't want to have sex.
Yeah. Right.
So it's a good thing when he wants to. Now, if you're mad at him, will you still have sex with him?
Nope.
Because some people don't mind. Some people, exactly. Even if I'm mad.
Yeah, you just do this. Like, all right.
Like, fine. I'm still mad though.
No.
And I'm still mad.
Do you make him sleep on the couch?
No, that boy be up till 7 a.m. on video games.
Oh, okay.
By the time he going to sleep, I'm waking up.
That's the worst when you mad at somebody, but they don't know you mad. He over there playing video games. I'm mad. Come in here so I could be mad at you to your face.
Right.
Yeah. I need you to feel this anger.
Yeah, no, he hides from me.
Y'all have been together so long. I feel like, you know, this is just it. Like, you feel like this is just, you know, this is your guy, your person.
I do feel like it's my person, but I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do moving forward.
But y'all do therapy since you said you need to learn more about communication. Is that something you've talked about?
Yeah. At first, he agreed to it. Now he's like, no, I'm not doing no fucking therapy because he just don't want to be wrong. That's why he don't want to do it.
Therapy helps.
Yeah, therapy helps.
For your birthday, you should be like, this is what I want.
I just had a therapist pull up. Like,
this is what I want for my birthday.
Gotcha. In a room.
That's a good idea.
You know, like, because, listen, all the bags, all the shoes, the jewelry, I just want this. This is, and, I mean, he'll probably still do that.
I do think we really do need to go to therapy, though. Mm-hmm. I do. Because it's just like, we never agree on things.
Right. Because y'all did that. So how was it filming a video together?
It was cool. I was nervous. I'm shy. Mm-hmm. So even though he's my boyfriend and stuff, just, like, cameras there, like, I don't like to do the most when, like, people's watching.
Right.
So it was kind of awkward for me, but he's like more open and
Yeah, I mean, he does this every, you know, this is his thing, and you're getting out there now to be able to do these things.
Yeah.
But you seem very comfortable when you're doing your own one-on-one, like with your YouTube channel and showing people like how to do certain mm-hmm. things and promoting your brands and yourself. It feels like you're comfortable in that space.
Yeah, I am.
You know, so this is just something that you have to overcome too, I think. Because if you were able to do that, like, how was it filming for you, doing a television show, being shy the way that you are? And you, it's not like you're out there always trying to do things or be in the mix. How mm-hmm. was that?
I feel like with filming, with the show, it's like when there's a lot of cameras around, that's when I get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more when I know people's watching too, like directly they're watching. Now, I could go on Instagram Live and talk to people. I could record myself. But when it's like, cameras this. And a whole, yeah, like this, like production. This one is like, I don't know, I'll be shy.
Maybe you need an alter ego.
Yeah, create an alter ego.
I only get like that when I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I'm just like, I don't care.
But what can her alter, we got to give you an alter ego name. You don't have an alter ego name?
I think it's Ella Bands.
That's where did that bands. Come from? Like, where did Ella Bands come from? Was that your nickname before?
I had a bunch of different nicknames, but that one just like stuck forever because it was, I don't know, a lot of people knew me for like making money and just being fly. So it was like Ella Bands. And mm-hmm. I just ran with that forever because I needed like one name. And that's when I was like younger. I was more like carefree mm-hmm. and I always had like a large following, but I wasn't really paying attention to it. I was still like being 100%. Me without really realizing how much people's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, okay, wait, I can't be how I used to be. I can't say certain things or like, that's how I feel now. But before I feel like it was just...
you know how I look at it? Like, no matter what, there's going to be people who support you and people who don't.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, there's going to be people who just, for whatever reason, they're not going to like you. They're going to say mm-hmm. they don't like you. But if they see you, they're not going to say it in person.
Right.
It'll just be on. Yeah. Some people just be determined to feel that way. But you can't like censor yourself to please everybody because you'll never please everybody.
Yeah. No, that I know.
Yeah.
I don't think I like censor myself to please everybody. I know like people's going to like you, whether you give them a reason not to like you, and if they don't want to like you, they're just not going to like you, you know? So I don't think I do things to like please people. It's just more so of like, I don't know. I just feel like I want to hide certain things now and be like,
right.
I don't know if it's because I'm getting older that I just feel like I don't want to show everything. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just not how I used to be. How I was, it was just very different. Like I would be like on social media 24/7 live making videos, and like, I don't do that anymore.
And you have kids, you have two children now.
Yeah.
So you think about that too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think I just got very mature since I became a mom.
How's your parents with like all the attention you get and everything? Because I know you're from the Bronx.
She just be like, oh, my daughter is late. My daughter's famous. My daughter's this, this, that. That's how she is. That's how my mom is.
Proud.
Yeah. Like she's proud.
Your mom talking to all the people on the train.
Oh, wait, my mom?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They come in the shop. They're like, yeah, her mom works for the MTA. She tells us about Angela.
My mom, my dad, too. My dad be calling me, like, from the supermarket, like, hey, they want to say hi to you. I'm like, you in the supermarket. How do they know you're my dad?
Right. Hilarious.
And he'll, like, FaceTime me, like, this guy does music. I'm like, Dad, stop doing that. Like, they be volunteering me to talk at things. I'm like, y'all know I get paid for this. Like, I can't just do stuff. But it's your parents, so you right, gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, how does your mom feel with all of your fame? But you've also, like you said, you know, you've gone from being this young girl into like a mature adult
mm-hmm.
and with adult material. How does she feel about that?
She loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's like, all right, we have to step it up. No more mediocrity. She's on her Christianer shit. Mm-hmm. She's on her Joe Jackson shit.
Uh-oh.
Honestly. Let's actually correct it. Joe Jackson. Okay. But yeah, she loves it.
Does she like the guys you date?
No.
She didn't like your ex?
No.
Why didn't she like him?
Because she has the discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no.
Sometimes when your parents don't like somebody, it makes you like them more.
That's what it was. It was
trying
definitely
to be defending them. Like...
Yeah. But she definitely didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since my sister has passed, it's more attention on me than ever.
Right.
And I don't know how I'm handling it, but, you know, I'm making her proud. I just want to make her happy as much as I can.
And our condolences on your sister as well. Did they ever find out still to this day, like, what exactly happen? Or
no, we're about to go to trial soon, but we're still in limbo. We don't know anything.
Wow.
So
that gotta be hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even to keep on working and going after that, but I know your sister would have wanted you.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, she was with me. If I would, she was here right now, she'll be here right now.
Right.
She'll be literally here. Like, yes, she came everywhere with me. Like, everywhere with me. So
do you ever still feel like her presence when you're doing things?
Absolutely. I smell her all the time. I smell sweet smells. Like the lights flicker sometimes, or if I'm like on the plane, I was boohoo crying on the way here because she loved New York. Right. Like, she loved coming, traveling, like we traveled together. So I was just like boohoo crying, and I literally felt like a touch.
Right.
Like, chill. Like, it's okay. So, you
this.
Know. Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
And you are here to do some meetings and have some things. So, by the way, huge song that you've had with Skilla Bang.
Thank you.
So what's next?
The album. I'm about to drop this song called Concentration featuring Buddy, the LA native. He did like a bunch of songs. But it's so funny because I'm saying Rockstar Buddy and mm-hmm. the song was Skilly Bang. Mm-hmm. And buddy and the Caribbean term means penis.
I was going to ask that.
You know what?
Yeah. I was like, rock buddy. Star buddy, trap star buddy. Where's yeah. the buddy come from?
You know, buddy's buddy a whole hip hop song that means penis,
big
too.
Big one.
Mm-hmm. A big penis. That.
Yeah.
It's my buddy. So if a guy doesn't have a big like, penis, that's not his buddy.
Yeah. And it's so funny. My next single is with the artist Buddy.
Buddy, like you literally, see your buddy.
So there's a lot of buddies going on.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. But, yeah.
So what's it called? Concentration, you
Concentration,
said?
Yeah.
And what is that about?
It's like, focus on his pussy, concentration.
Hey.
That's it. Concentration. Concentration is the game. That's it.
I love that. And let me tell you something. You ever sometimes, like, I feel like guys do this, but women don't. But men have to, like, not concentrate or else it'll make them be done too fast. Like, if they focus too much, they got to start thinking about other mm-hmm. things. And you're like, hello, come back. Like, what right. you, yeah, what are you thinking about? But for us.
We don't have that problem. At least I know I don't.
I feel like I have to, I'll like.
You have to I'll concentrate.
I've been thinking yeah. a lot of other things. For
you
some
do?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't yeah. focus.
Like, what do you think the, of?
I don't know. I'd be like, what should I eat?
You be thinking about like, what
I've been thinking about everything.
You
I
thinking
swear
about
God.
What's next.
Literally.
Like, what am I going to do after this?
Literally. I don't know. I think about everything.
I'd be tuned in.
I'm like, okay, wait, focus. Focus.
The worst is when the TV's on and something starts happening and you be
oh
like, oh,
my God.
What?
And you try to pay attention.
Or you
laugh.
Sex and you're
laugh.
Like, something just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Because I do feel like for women, we do be like very in it. But for men, like if you start doing too much, like kissing, looking them in their eye, it'd be over. Like, yeah.
Not this one. He'd be all on it.
Yeah, he yeah. can just go again and again. Larsa yeah. Pippen said her and Marcus Jordan have sex
oh,
5 times
God,
a night.
Larsa.
Why y'all don't believe her?
I can't get this guy to do
five
it twice.
5 times a night?
That's crazy.
Who else in here has had a 5 times in one night? Or?
But like one night, like what? Like we have sex
head, no.
and then we nap for like an hour. Then we get up again and we do it again. Like 5 times in a row, like I just don't see that. He can't, he probably can't even, he must
he's,
not.
He's shooting out air at that
That's
point.
What I'm
at
saying. That point, like there, it's
what's left.
And what's the point of like even like making that up or even like what is the point? Like I get it. If they probably, it's probably like 5 times throughout the night. They start at like 9 p.m. Then they take a nap.
Once I go to sleep, it's over.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm out for
If
the
you
day.
Did your thing, I go to sleep, it's over. I might snore too.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, yeah. probably
five
they
times?
Do that.
Yeah, you said once a week you do that? No.
No, they probably do. I can't do no 5
That's
times.
That's crazy. So yeah, you have to block out your whole day.
First of all, he'd be like, you about to kill me. I'm too old for this shit.
Right.
Like, let's wait.
Yeah, like, y'all ain't got nothing to do the next day.
Right.
Shout out to Marcus Jordan, though, if he's really doing that. You know,
I
kudos
mean,
to you.
And
he's
go
young.
To Marcus.
He is young. And I don't know what type of honey packs he got, but...
Yeah.
5 times a lot.
She said before she said it was 3 she
with
would go
Scotty
3 times. Yeah, 3 times a night.
And she said every night.
Yeah, she said with him it was every night.
She mm-hmm. said 3 times a night every night.
Do y'all have sex every night like when you're in a relationship?
No.
Jordan, what's the matter? No.
Nah.
No.
I would. I mean, shit.
Oh, no. You would. You would like to.
I yeah. mean, maybe.
Mhm.
I got to find the right one.
Okay.
Every night. I don't know about every night.
Ella, you can't because I know you guys are traveling, doing different things. But when artist is home, do y'all have sex every night?
No.
Because he's playing video games till 7?
No, because he's waiting for me and I fall asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, 2 kids is a big responsibility also in the midst of doing mm-hmm. everything else. Yeah. I would be exhausted,
and
too.
And it's 2 small kids, like yeah. the ages that they're at.
Right. 6 and 3, is that right?
Yeah.
6 do they have 3? Like a bedtime?
Yeah. So I'll say they go to bed around like 9 p.m. and then I'll stay up. But sometimes I fall asleep when I'm putting yeah. them to sleep.
Because you've been
and then
with
it'd
them
be
all
over.
Day.
Yeah. Mm. And then it'd be over. And he'd be like, I was waiting for you and you fell asleep on me.
That shit is exhausting. I know you're like, this is exhausting, sir.
Hello.
Like,
yeah, it is.
But he will wake you up. A guy will wake you up
right.
and not care what you have going
oh,
on.
Oh, no, I'd be like, don't fucking touch me. I'd be like real mad. Like, I'm not even playing. I'm sleeping right now. Leave me alone. Like,
oh.
Even with cuddling, I don't really like to cuddle.
You don't like to cuddle? No. Y'all need to go to therapy oh, for real.
I like
y'all
to be... Therapy. No, I just like to be, like, free. I like to spread my legs mm-hmm. and just lay down and
I
be not
to cuddle while
at
I'm
At least,
sleeping.
Like, start cuddling
yeah,
and
I like
then
to...
break apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. We do in the beginning. But when I'm really sleeping, I don't want...
It's not your fault.
Don't touch me no more.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes when you sleep, you don't know what you're doing. You'd be so rude, like, get off me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I mean, we could cuddle to fall asleep. But then after that, once I'm knocked out, I'm separating.
Yeah. I feel you on that. Because when I be knocked out, it's over for me. Like, first of all, I sleep. The best sleep I get is if I have sex and then I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, the best go to sleep, like, knocked out feeling ever. That's why I like nighttime sex, because there's nothing better than having sex and then going to bed.
Putting you to bed. I'm going to put you to bed.
In the morning, it's a little, the morning is like, I can't lay here after because I got to get up. Yeah. I got things to do. But nighttime is great because I know I could like have sex and go to sleep and be knocked out like that. You're supposed to pee after sex too.
Yes.
Every time.
Every time, yeah.
You guys do that? Everybody does that?
Yes.
Pee after sex?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh, Laura.
No, I mean, yeah, I do, but I don't have to every time.
You're supposed to.
Why?
So you don't get a UTI.
Oh, I've never gotten one. I didn't know you're supposed to. I mean, I be having the urge.
I
be having the urge sometimes because
you always have to.
I'll orgasm, but then so it's like, and then I'll go to use the bathroom.
You're having condom sex?
Yeah.
That's why. If you have unprotected sex and he comes in you, you got to like pee it out.
You got to pee it out.
You say he comes in you, you got to pee it out.
You got to push it out.
Plan B, baby.
Ella, you think you know both, like when you got pregnant both times, do you feel like you knew that, I feel like I got pregnant on this one? You think you could pinpoint like when it happened?
The first time, no. The second time, yeah.
Okay.
The first time it was definitely unexpected.
Surprise.
Yeah. And I was not even thinking about kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never was young and was like, oh, I can't wait to be a mom. Mm-hmm. It just came out of nowhere. And honestly, I wasn't gonna like have a kid, but then artist is like, no, we should just keep it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
How did you tell him?
I don't even remember. I don't remember, honestly.
It was in person though. It wasn't like a text of a pregnancy test.
I don't even remember.
She's like, I might have.
Oh, I have bad memory, but I really don't even remember.
And then the second time was planned. Was it?
No,
when it happened. You know
it
when
wasn't,
it happened.
It wasn't planned, but I know, like, kind of like, oh, damn, I'm going to get pregnant. But then he was like, I got pregnant during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he had to, like, cancel his tour and stuff because of COVID. And he was like, I really want you to, like, you know, I really want to have another baby now because I'm going to be here more. And he was hoping it was a boy, and it was a boy.
You're like, COVID's not going to last forever, sir.
I was so happy when COVID happened while I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because nobody could leave me behind. He was stuck in the house with me.
Yeah, we were home together. How was it being home together? Because for most of your relationship, he was traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that like? Did y'all learn new things about each other, about yourselves?
Yeah, we did. I feel like we bonded a lot. It was really fun.
That's like a make or break type situation.
Yeah. And I felt like a lot of people were saying they was breaking up during COVID, but we like got closer.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's it. Were you with anybody during COVID?
What year was that?
2020.
You would remember if you were in the house with somebody on lockdown.
I think so. I think it was the nigga I just broke up with.
She do not like his ass every time.
Right.
Yeah.
Every time she think about him, she be like. Me.
So he don't have no chance.
No.
You speak to him still, though.
I mean, because I thought we were cool until I found out he was pillow talking about me to his new bitch.
That's the worst. That pillow talk, baby, let me tell you. That's what just happened with Jada Kingdom and
shout out Jada. That's
and Stephon Dime.
Because
you see that, like, I guess part of it is that with Burna Boy, you know, he was telling the business. I don't know what really happened, but
wow,
that's what part of it was. But that's why you should never tell, like, if you get with somebody else, you shouldn't be talking, and that's for guys too. You shouldn't be talking about your last relationship, or if you're cheating, you know. But do not give out and disclose that information because it's going to be used against you.
Yes, it will be used against you.
Yeah,
in the court of public affairs.
Right. 1,000%.
Every time, like, I don't want to know. I want to think about it. Like, I don't care. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't want to be thinking.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Have you your ex, does he have kids or anything or
no?
Okay, so you didn't have to deal with,
thank God. But apparently she's expecting.
Exactly.
Good for them.
Right. God bless.
Dodge the bullet.
And she keeps on calling you because he's obsessed with you still.
Yeah, he's obsessed.
Of course.
Obsessed.
That is wild. Literally. Can you imagine expecting and you gotta call another woman?
I would never.
Right. I feel like this could be a song.
Right. That's listen. Why I gotta go to the studio.
You're gonna have a whole EP to write by the friend, time you leave us.
My friends, he named the child after her.
After the mistress?
That's crazy.
No, after, like, so they were together and then he got with someone else and he cheated on her with this person. So she left him, but he still named that child after her.
That's crazy.
I was like, that's insane. I'm like, is she okay to, like, she's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. I won't say the name, but yeah, he did. It's a beautiful name, though. I get it. What the
fuck? I get it.
My friend had a kid, and she was dating this guy, you know, before. She was cheating on her man with this other dude, and she ended up naming her kid the same name as the guy she was cheating with's son.
Wow.
Yeah, that was wild. And he told me, he was like, what did she name her son? That's the same name as my son.
Wow.
But maybe she just liked the name. Because are there names that you're like, I wouldn't name my child this because it's a person I know in real life with this name and I hate that person?
Yes.
You know how you'd be like, Brandon. I like this name until I met somebody with that name.
Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Damn, y'all. Y'all just calling people
William
out.
Name was supposed to be Najee. But his dad was like, nah. Because it was like somebody that played football. But that was like, but my friend is like, I didn't even think about that person. It has nothing to do with that person. He's like, nah, we not name him that. He's
I feel
named.
Him. Put your foot down somewhere, somehow. All right, well, listen, you guys, I appreciate y'all for joining us. Ella, what can we look forward to seeing with you on this season? Your first time doing a reality show. Would you say it was a good experience? Would you do another season if there's one?
I would say it was a good experience. It was fun. It's a lot more than what you think it is, like behind the scenes, like the way you just be like overthinking stuff and like what you're about to put out there. I didn't think about that part before I got on it, but yeah, it was a good experience. If there is a season two, I might do it. It depends. Okay. But what you can look forward to is just, I guess, getting to know me a little more, I would say, like, just more of my personality, because a lot of people be like, oh, she don't talk. I don't really know what she's like.
Is Artis on there with you at all?
You just have to watch it to see.
Are the kids on?
Yeah.
I know your sister's on. We saw that. So that's nice. At least you have real family on there. And you and Ashley Marie are friends in real life.
Yeah.
Bernice Burgos' daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. It's like a real, like, you feel supported.
Yeah.
And comfortable. And you wasn't beefing with nobody, right?
No, I wasn't beefing with
nobody. You
didn't
throw no drinks, nothing?
No.
Okay.
Next season.
We don't waste drinks around here. No. And for you, Jordan, you have the full project about to come out.
Yes. I'm going to drop my album, Naked, in the 2024 vicinity year.
Okay. It's still January, so you got time.
Right.
Time, girl. Yeah. How much of it is done?
It's done. I just, since my sister, I want to make more, what's it called? Vulnerable songs. Because at first it's naked. The album is naked because it's vulnerable, but it's sex vulnerable.
Right.
I want to actually be like talking about something other than that. So.
But listen, you definitely like going through things like what you've gone through. I think people would want to be able to relate to things like that. Because I feel like, we can't. That's a human experiences. And I think for us to even know, like, because we all know the story, like we've seen it on the news, but to sit here and talk to you and see, you being, like you said, vulnerable, strong, expressing that helps other people too. Mm. Even though it's like the worst tragedy you could think of, it is something that you being able to tell your story, and hopefully it helps you, be able to heal somewhat, even though that's something that every day, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's different every day.
Yeah.
Well, By the way, my sister loved your YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
She was subscribed. Oh, wow. Literally.
That's nice. So that's good. I'm glad y'all were here together.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah.
And Gigi, you have an announcement.
Oh, I do. I almost forgot.
Girl.
I really did.
Tell us.
Because we was talking about Peggy and I was just trying to figure out who's going to let you take me. Yeah. Who gonna let me bend them over? Anyway, so I am a part of Magic City's documentary. It's called Magic City, an American Fantasy. It is produced by Drake and Jermaine Dupri, Jamie Gertz. Scheme Engine is the production company. And the announcement is that we have been picked up accepted by the South by Southwest Film Festival. Yes, festival. So on March 11th, it will be the world premiere of the documentary that I've been working on for most of 2023. And I'm so excited. Not only did I interview, I narrate and kind of like show run the whole thing. So
such a huge deal.
I'm all up through it. It's three parts. And I did interview, I did studio work. There's just all types of crazy interstitials and things going on that I'm really excited for everybody to see.
Okay, boss.
So, yeah.
Well, Gigi, well deserved. Congratulations on that. You. We'll definitely,
thank you.
Well, I'm gonna try to come to South by Southwest just so I could come see it.
Right to go. Yes.
Yeah, we need a family trip.
Yes, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And Ella, we better hear some more music, okay? I'm gonna tell you, when Ashley Marie was here, I was like, so do you and Ella have music together? She was like, I want to. She could really sing. We just got to get her to come to the studio.
I know. You got to get me to come to everything. I'm just so focused on being like a mom and just like running my house.
Who watches? Like, but do you have a good support system with the kids?
Yeah. So like,
take advantage of that.
Yes. I know. Both of our mothers help a lot. So his mom and my mom. And now I just got a babysitter for when I don't want them to leave the house. Because, you know, like the school schedule and stuff like that. So, yeah, I got a good support system. I have a lot of help, but.
Yeah, take advantage of it. You know, do the things you need to do for you, too.
Right.
I know. Yeah. I'm just very hands-on. It's like, it's a lot for me.
Right. I feel you. But it seems like you're doing a great job holding it all down and handling it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank y'all so much. Make sure you guys watch The Impact. Make sure y'all tune in with Jordan, so we can hear Concentrate. Yes. When is that coming out?
In 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay.
So this is 2 weeks from
now? Yeah. So this is on the 23rd.
So in February.
Okay, so it'll be out in February.
Yeah, very soon.
So for all the buddies out there, y'all gonna love
all the buddies.
Right.
All the big buddies.
I love all the big buddies. We love you.
Call my buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, Pauline, Ella. AKA Ella Bands. It's way up. Well, I was about to say it's way up. It's lip service. Thank you all so much for joining us. Laura Mara, Gigi Maguire. Congratulations again.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.